Since 1993, the Golden State Warriors have had three winning seasons, but this year the team is off to a hot start with a second-best record in the NBA's Pacific Division. One of the franchise's young stars is someone you'll never see on the court. Forbes magazine recently named 24-year-old Warriors assistant general manager Kirk Lacob to the sports edition of its 30 Under 30, a list of young and influential figures in the business of sports. Kirk Lacob joins me now. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
You graduated from Stanford back in 2010, a long time ago. What did you study to prepare for an NBA career?
I majored in something called science, technology, and society, and a lot of people ask me what that means, and I usually try to tell them I picked words that sounded impressive and put them together. But it really was an interdisciplinary major, and then, of course, I played a lot of basketball, so the joke I tell people is that I actually majored in basketball because I was probably on the court or dealing with something related to my club program more than I was focused in the classroom.
Forbes notes that you play a major role in scouting and analytics. Many of our listeners may associate the term analytics with baseball, especially after either reading Moneyball or seeing the movie. Give us an example of how analytics are changing the way people in the game think about basketball.
You know, baseball's obviously been on the forefront, and other sports, after watching that whole revolution, needed to catch up. Basketball is different because there's a lot fewer direct correlations between plays. It's a lot more fluid movement, and there's more people in every play, you could say, that have an impact on the game. But one thing that we've started to look at is motion capture data. Yeah, we use these cameras up in the rafters up top, so you'll never see them, but they're capturing 24 frames per second from six different angles and basically creating a full three-dimensional log of the game and capturing every single movement of the player, the ball, the referees. And it's a lot of data, and it comes spit out to us in a giant Excel file, and then we have to figure out what to do with it.
Your father, Joe Lacob, bought the Warriors franchise in 2010. Before that, he was part owner of the Boston Celtics. How long have you known you wanted to work in an NBA front office?
You know, it's something I've always wanted to do. I actually, about 3 or 4 years ago when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, my mom showed me something I'd written when I was in the third grade, and it was one of those, you know, I dream papers, and everybody else, I dream of being an astronaut, I dream of being a fireman. For whatever reason, I wrote, I dream of being president and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And I didn't believe her until she showed it to me. I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I had some pretty good trades written out, I think. I think we had us getting Shaquille O'Neal. You know, it was something that was always there for me, a great passion, and I'm very fortunate to be in a position where I was able to get to work in sports.
Some of the other young sports figures on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list include reigning NBA MVP LeBron James, baseball's Mike Trout, and a couple of Olympians, Usain Bolt and Gabby Douglas. How does it feel to be in that kind of company?
You know, it feels a little silly, to be honest. They've accomplished a lot more than I have at this point. LeBron James is an NBA champion, and Gabby Douglas is an Olympic champion. So to be mentioned in the same breath as people who are famous worldwide is certainly an honor, and I'm humbled by it, but it certainly keeps me wanting more.
But don't you sort of wonder if back there in elementary school you'd written, I'm going to win an Olympic gold medal, you might have done that by now?
You know, I thought about that. I really should have done that. That should have been the goal. I don't know what I was thinking. Got bad advice somewhere.
All right. Last spring, the Warriors traded star guard Monte Ellis to Milwaukee in a five-player deal. Ellis had been one of the top scorers for the Warriors for years. How has that trade contributed to the team's improvement so far this season?
Monte was the face of the franchise, but we felt like we needed to get a little bigger, a little tougher. And while we respect everything Monte had done, it was time for a change, and we felt that Steph Curry and David Lee were ready to take the reins, and luckily we were right.
Kirk Lacob is the assistant general manager for the Golden State Warriors, and Forbes magazine recently named him to the sports edition of its 30 Under 30 list. You can link to the complete list at our website, onlyagame.org. Kirk, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.